Brother Stephen Ellis will be reading his speech to us. So I'll request Brother Stephen Ellis to come and read the speech of our brother Rabbi Stern.
We apologize that due to religious restrictions of the Jewish Sabbath, we cannot speak to you today on the microphone, but we are here to express our solidarity with the Palestinian people in general and to contribute to today's rally here in Toronto. We have come here to show solidarity with our Palestinian brothers on the occasion of the International Al-Quds Day. This is not the only location where Jewish rabbis are attending a Quds Day rally. We have also delegations in a dozen of major cities around the world. To our great sorrow, 71 years have already gone by since the state was established. 71 years of oppression. 71 years of killing innocent people. 71 years of stealing other people's land and property. 71 years of misrepresentation of Judaism and the Jewish people. 71 years of rebellion against the Almighty and uprooting of the Jewish religion. The pain is very great for all human beings who care, and especially for us as Jews, since these crimes are being committed in our name. And worse than that, they are being done in the name of the Torah, in the name of God, by taking the holy words of the Torah and misusing them to further their own goals and justify theft and murder. Killing and stealing are violations of the Ten Commandments. The Torah forbids even to move the fence marking the border between one's land and his neighbor's land. That's stealing. In addition, the Zionist movement is officially uprooting everything in Judaism, from the philosophy of ending the godly decree to exile by physical means to publicly violating each and every commandment of the Torah. That's why all the greatest rabbis were always opposed to Zionism. And to this day, religious Jews in all the countries where they live, including Palestine, are opposed to the State of Israel. It is a fact that if you walk through neighborhoods where high concentrations of traditionally Orthodox Jews live, Jews who dress like us, you usually won't see any Zionist flags. The more religious a Jew is, the more opposed to Zionism he is. We proclaim, the Zionist state cannot speak in the name of religious Jewry. The state and Judaism are diametric opposites. Judaism is a religion and has no connection to any state. The state of Israel is a materialistic nationalist state with no connection to religion or faith. They're using the Torah falsely to justify their crimes. Jews protest in the strongest terms against their killing and stealing. According to the Jewish Torah, the entire land, from the river to the sea, must be restored to its rightful owners. We don't support the two-state solution. The entire state of Israel is in violation of Judaism. We have lived for centuries in peace in Muslim countries, including the Holy Land. The present conflict began only with the invention of the Zionist movement. Muslims didn't hate Jews or Judaism, and still don't. They are against occupation, regardless of who the perpetrator is. It's false propaganda when the Zionists do everything in their power to portray anti-Zionism as anti-Semitism. That's one of the lies they have created to further their goals. We hope and pray to the Almighty and the State of Israel should come to an end quickly and peacefully, without any bloodshed. We hope to see it soon in our days, and then Jews and Muslims will once again live side by side in a free Palestine. Yes.
Free, free Palestine!
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 From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free! From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free!